All right, here we go again. Here's what we know about Harrison Bader's latest injury.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making us your first listen every day. I'm Stacey Gottsoulias, and today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnMLB, and when you enter promo code LockedOnMLB, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti-style tumbler with every order. With me, as always, is my producer, Steve Granato. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, good morning and good night. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we get into the show, thank you to our YouTube community. We're closing in on 3,000 subs.
Yeah.
2,700 just surpassed on Monday. So you guys are awesome. And if you're new here, thanks for checking us out. We really appreciate it. Hey, we got a preview of game two in Seattle after last night's big victory. We have an injury update. We have multiple injury updates, as a matter of fact, throughout the Yankee system. Despite what happened last night, there was some good news, as a matter of fact. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, Stacey, Bader hurt, pulled with right hamstring tightness. He was trying to leg out a single in the third inning. Your reaction to that play when it happened last night?
I scared my cats because I screamed because I said, no, not again. Although much louder than that. Just, you know, you talked about it. We're going to talk about the injury updates later, but it feels like every time we think we're getting people back, someone else gets hurt. And it's just what is happening this season? I don't understand. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Revolving door. Mm-hmm. Post game, which we technically are in currently recording this, obviously after the game, late night. Got to get that episode out for you guys in the morning. Yeah. But Bader's going to have an MRI on it today in Seattle. So Tuesday in Seattle. And obviously we'll see where they go from there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he walked off on his own power.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
But
he wasn't visibly limping. And he almost didn't really pull up too lame. It just, you could tell something was off. It wasn't one of those where he grabbed his leg kind of a thing, because they're calling it tightness, which, I mean, I have hamstring tightness every day. But, you know, with a baseball player, you have to check that stuff out. So let's just hope that, you know, the MRI shows nothing too terrible, because what a bummer for him. You know, he comes back. He's doing well with a completely different injury.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And look, the Yankees, as again, we're going to detail it, are due to get some guys back here soon. Stanton's not too far away at this point, so long as rehab goes okay. So maybe it won't sting as much in a week's time or so, but it's not good to start a road trip with Bader out.
No.
And against some good competition, right? You have three against Seattle, and then you got a couple over the weekend against Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So it's not it's never a great time to lose your starting center fielder. But on the road, to start the road trip is tough. Stacey, what do you think this means for the Yankees? If it ends up going negative here, it ends up going sour for Bader, what does it mean to lose Bader again?
Yeah. It's just a bummer. It's a big bummer. And like you said, they have reinforcements hopefully showing up within the next week or so. So if they're without him for those next few games against Seattle and the Dodgers, it's going to be a loss, no doubt. But it's not completely tragic because of what might come back and, you know, help out the lineup while he's out. You know, it's just, like you said, it's a revolving door of injuries. And every time you think someone's coming back and, oh, they might actually have a full lineup, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, obviously we're rooting for him. If you keep seeing me looking to my left, if you're on the YouTube side, I have Harrison Bader search results on Twitter open just in case we get any other news here tonight. Again, we're recording right after the media scrum here for today's episode. So if there's anything else that comes across in the next few minutes, I'll let you know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that, I mean, gosh, you got to hope you avoid an IL stint. I mean, with Rizzo not playing on Monday, as we predicted, you know, you don't want to start losing bats here especially when things are starting to go well. Nice job by the Yankees overall on Monday to pick up the slack. Of course, coming in with that 10-4 victory. I mean, stop me if you've heard this before. Another two home run game from Aaron Judge. I did like Michael Kay, if you stayed up and watched the final out, saying a three home run game for Aaron Judge, two homers and a robbed homer.
Yeah.
Fourth time this season with multi home runs on the board, robbed a homer. Stacey, like, obviously the bat, but Gold Glove winner Aaron Judge? Am I getting to that?
Hey,
like, are we getting there?
If he didn't split two positions last year, you could have seen it happen. But because he was playing center and right, it kind of canceled it out. So there was no way for him to really win in either position. But yeah, I mean, I say it all the time, 6'7", 282. He doesn't just mash the ball. He's athletic and he can play the field and he can steal bases and he can jump up and rob home runs from guys. And it's just... it's a pleasure to watch this man day in and day out. And guess who's on the same home run pace as he was last year in the same amount of bats. It's like, cool.
Yeah. Bizarre. Ever since he came back from the aisle, it's incredible. It's really incredible what he's been able to do. The Yankees obviously got to Bryce Miller, who had been pitching really, really good this season. He was due for a bad outing.
Sure.
And he just wasn't locating and the Yankees were taking advantage. One of those guys taking advantage, Jake Bowers. What a game for Jake Bowers. We were just talking about it. He was literally our cold pick for the series.
Yeah.
He had one hit in his last 10 games, picked up a RBI double to ironically drive in Harrison Bader.
Before he got hurt, yes.
Before. No, it was after. It was after he got hurt. He came in some score for
the
bench.
He came in and he scored.
Yeah, he's like, I got this, bro. Solo homer in the fourth. And then he doubled again in the seventh.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's huge for a guy that's with potential moves here coming is fighting not only to stay on the Yankees, but is fighting to potentially be picked up by waivers if he gets pushed there. Because remember, he doesn't have an option if the Yankees end up moving him.
Yeah. See, I like when we call someone cold and then they go out and have a game like that. It's bad when we say someone's hot and then they have a bad series. So this, I like this. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, DJ kind of did that last week, right?
We were slagging on him too. Yeah. Okay. So all the cold guys, we have
it's
to really
cold bump.
Yeah.
It's Locked On Yankees cold bump.
Yeah.
Official. Domingo Herman returns. Stace ended up going. Was it 5 1/3? Did I put 6 1/3 in? It's 5 1/3.
I believe it was. Five.
No, it was six. He pitched
six?
Into the seventh. He pitched into the seventh. Sorry.
Okay. Right.
6 1/3, 7 hits, 4 earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He definitely lost it there in the fifth inning forward.
Yeah. I mean, he had an 8-pitch 1-2-3 first inning. And when that happened, I thought, oh, they're going to check him, right? Because, you know. And I mean, you know, pitching into the seventh is great. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where like the offense was doing things for him. And we say it, I say it all the time. Sometimes that just tends to happen where like a pitcher kind of relaxes a bit, but sometimes too much when the offense is scoring for them. So I feel like he probably, I don't know. I'm not going to say he took his foot off the gas necessarily, but I just feel like that kind of happened in this game just because the offense was doing so well. Yeah.
Definitely, again, ran into issues in there in fifth, some issues in the sixth, some issues in the seventh, but a great job by Ron Marinaccio to get out of that. That was a huge spot. Like, that
I
was
did
a
not
huge
like that
spot.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. And I was like, oh, no. And it worked out fine. And then, again, when guys come in after that for clean innings, it works out well usually.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I was very impressed by Ron Marinaccio. A couple of big strikeouts there, a couple of runners on, and he was fired up. You know, that one meant a lot.
Yeah.
So that's really nice to see Ron get that opportunity and to stick it.
Yeah.
Stuck the landing.
He stuck the landing, yes.
Stuck the landing. Hey, you know, I could ask your feelings on Aaron Judge, but I don't know how you guys feel about Aaron Judge, obviously. I'm going to ask how you feel about Ron Marinaccio, because – bullpen guys never get any love, pretty much ever. How are you feeling about Ron Marinaccio? Do you think that was the right move to go to him, or do you think it was a gamble that just ended up paying off? And do you think this is the spark for Ron Marinaccio to turn it on to another level? Because he'd been kind of struggling recently, a little bit, kind of in and out of good and bad.
Yeah.
So that was one of his best performances of the season.
Yeah. And sometimes a performance like that can get a guy going. I mean, to get your confidence up, and, you know, maybe he'll think in his head, all right, I got out of that. I can get out of anything.
So drop your thoughts in the comment section. Of course, we use your comments, by the way, to form the show as always. You guys spur ideas and content ideas. And, you know, we got five of these things a week, so we got to talk about something. So let us know how you feel about Ron Marinaccio. And while you're in the comment section, drop your questions for Fan Mail Friday. We always make you a part of the show on Fridays. We answer your questions every final episode of the week. You can catch the Mariners series in game two tonight at 9:40 on SiriusXM. We have more injury updates for you in just a second, so stick around.
Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. They have great promotions every day, a safe and secure app that pays your winnings instantly. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn and get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Back here on Locked On Yankees. Hey, thanks for making us your first listen of the day every single day. Hey, coming up on tomorrow's show, we have to chat about Oswaldo Cabrera, another 0-for night in the opener against Seattle, and things have just not been going his way. Pretty much all season, really. He had that big game early back in April, but we need to talk about how his season is going and what the Yankees might do with some injury changes coming soon, which we're going to detail out here, Stacy. Let's start with some of the rehabs going on right now. Josh Donaldson, of course, out with the right hamstring strain, and Tommy Kahnle with right biceps tendonitis. They are moving their rehab assignments to Somerset. They, of course, were with the Rail Riders here this past week.
Yeah, as we said on the show yesterday, Donaldson hit that big bomb in Scranton, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but he could be a big boost to the lineup, you know, especially since Cabrera is not hitting. So this could be a good thing. Tommy Kahnle, having him back in the bullpen is a good thing, because they're running a lot of these guys into the ground in the bullpen, and they're going to need fresh arms, and he's going to be a fresh arm. So this is all good things that they're, you know, getting closer and closer to game action.
Yeah, and both Kahnle and Donaldson are playing better. They're playing well right now. Kahnle, by all intents and purposes, is pitching well in his first couple of outings. And Donaldson, as you mentioned, that big bomb the other day. So good to see both of them succeeding. And we'll keep an eye on that. We talked about this last time. I think the last time we did a full injury update, why these rehab appearances move. Mm. Rail Riders are on the road.
Yeah.
So don't worry. It's not because, whoa, Kahnle couldn't get AAA hitters out. It's not it. They're just moving them. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Second one for you. Giancarlo Stanton out with a left hamstring strain. It's going to be a busy week in Somerset. Giancarlo's headed to Somerset as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed I don't live that close to Somerset, because I would love to see all those guys there. That'd be pretty awesome. This is a good thing. This is another good thing. You know, he begins the rehab a little earlier than they were possibly thinking. And yeah, you could see him maybe back with the Yankees next week, which would be fantastic, because, I mean, Judge is doing what he's doing, but oh God, it's so much better when Judge and Stanton are in the lineup together.
You're never going to not take that, right? You're never going to take, not going to take, not going to take that. Sheesh.
Right.
But yeah, so we'll see how Stanton, I mean, it's been a while. So, I figure it'll take him, you know, 4 or 5 games. We'll see if he plays, or how long he plays with Somerset this week. I mean, that goes for Donaldson and Kahnle as well. We'll see how much more time they'll need. This is an interesting one, Stacy. Jose Trevino, the right hamstring strain, no rehab. He's not going to go to rehab, it looks.
Yeah, because he's with them right now. So, what's with all the hamstrings? It's all hamstrings. What is happening with the hamstrings? I was going to say take mine, but mine are always tight. So, you know, no, don't take my hamstrings. I'm actually surprised Stanton's doing rehab because sometimes guys like that come back. But I think because the Yankees are on the West Coast, that's probably why he's doing it on the East Coast and staying there, where Trevino was kind of like hanging out with them. So it kind of makes sense that he's not going to do rehab and can just be inserted in there if they need him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like his bat is sorely missed here at this point, really.
Right.
No offense. It's not like he was really producing a ton.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to take this opportunity, Stacey, to kind of talk about what a corresponding move would be here for a lot of these guys. Because it looks like a lot of these guys are going to be coming back like relatively within the same time, like within a week. So yeah. The Yankees have some roster decisions to make. Right now, there are 35 non-injured players on the 40-man. So they have a ton of 40-man space.
Yeah, which is...
But, yeah, I mean, it's just a product of the environment right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's got to be Rortvedt, right? You got to imagine it'll be Rortvedt back to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
I would think so.
For that one.
Yeah.
The Donaldson move forthcoming.
I mean, we're going to talk about him tomorrow, but I feel like it could be and probably should be Cabrera. I really feel like he needs time in AAA.
Yeah. Well,
saying this for weeks.
We'll get back into that one.
Yeah.
We'll get back into that one. I think it could be Jake Bowers. He had a big night last night, as we talked about, obviously.
Yeah.
But I still think it could be Jake Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Greg Allen, but we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah.
I think we, depending on Bader, obviously, if it gets bad, might see Florial.
Maybe.
they'd have the 40-man space.
Yeah.
Because even if they add all these guys, Trevino, Stanton, Donaldson, Canely, that's four.
Yeah.
So they still have one 40-man spot. Remember, Florial's no longer on the 40-man.
Right.
So they would have to do that. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Canely, I mean, we'll see how they shake out the pen. I don't know. I don't know what it'll end up being. I don't know what it'll end up being, but we'll see. Again, those are all coming relatively soon. So you're going to see a flurry of roster moves coming up here in the next 7 days or so. So be ready for that.
Yeah.
Here, another week, another Carlos Rodon update. This one is an update.
It's an update. Yeah.
This is coming from Brian Hoke. Carlos Rodon said his bullpen went well. He threw a pen on Monday. 20 pitches at high intensity. Next step would be another pen. He's eager to get back to facing hitters. Quote, I need it. Yeah, the Yankees do too.
Yeah, he said I think Meredith Marakovitz interviewed him before the game on Yes, and he basically said that he was treating that session as if he were facing batters and he was mixing pitches and stuff. And that's why he's like, I really need to face guys now. I have to do this and feel like I'm getting closer. Because, yeah, if you're just throwing pitches from a bull, like from the mound, you're not going to feel like you're getting any closer to game action. So when you're actually facing live hitters, it feels more real, I guess, for him. And I mean, he needs it and the Yankees need it, like you said. We all need it.
Here's the thing. Look, I feel bad for him. I know he's frustrated. That's extremely frustrating. This whole saga has been frustrating to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired of Carlos Rodon updates.
I know.
I'm just tired of giving them.
Yeah, because it's not. Yeah, I mean, the next Carlos Rodon update we want to give is that he's going to be
being activated.
Yeah, he's going to be activated and pitching.
I want to say he's starting Tuesday. You know, like I'm exhausted by this. It's late May, Stacey. It's late May. Again, I feel bad for him. I know this has got to be frustrating for him.
Yeah.
Those are the updates we have right now. We'll see where everything shakes out, obviously. I don't know. We've been talking about injuries all year, man. It's just been,
but it also feels like, but it also feels like, you know, every time we're getting closer to guys returning, someone else gets injured.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying. So I'm just like, this update, we'll talk to you in a few days. Like,
yeah, we're going to have another one in a few days and there might be a new dude on there.
Yep. We'll see how it all shakes out. Hey, leave your questions in the comment section here on YouTube. We answer them on our Friday shows. As you all know, if you're an everydayer, you can catch the Mariners series game 2 late tonight. Stay up and listen to John and Susan on Sirius XM. Coming up, we're going to preview game 2. Hey, pitching matchup for game number two. Yankees have a chance to take the first two of this three-game series, Stacy. Let's talk about Nasty Nestor. He's facing off with Logan Gilbert. We're going to give you a little breakdown here of both pitchers. But, man, it's been a roller coaster for Nestor Cortez this season.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it after his last game that he has issues the third time through the lineup, which happens to a lot of pitchers. You know, I mean, if you're not mowing guys down, the batters will make adjustments and get to you the third time through. But this seems to be a real big problem this season. And I'm kind of hoping that if there's any sort of hint that there's an issue with him, like the velocity drops a little bit or something's going on, that Boone will get someone up quicker than the last time. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, hopefully he maybe does better in this start.
I think it's pretty important to get Nestor a good outing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, whatever that is, even if it's just five, I think it's right. Pretty important to get Nestor a clean, good, yes. Feel good, get off the mound.
Yes.
Relax for a few days, like just kind of get back into some sort of rhythm here.
Yeah.
Last three starts, 12 earned runs. That's 16 and a third innings of work, four homers in that span. He's really running into a Gerrit Cole-sized home run problem right now, Stacy. He allowed 16 homers last season. He's allowed 10. This year. That's a problem, man. That's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. I agree with what you said. It doesn't matter if it's five. Just make it a clean outing for him. Also, make it a clean outing for whoever's coming in from the bullpen, and don't bring them in when there's like two guys on base and no outs. Let's have that happen. That'd be great.
Huge Ron Marinaccio outing. Sheesh. Logan Gilbert on the mound for Seattle. He has not had as much success as Bryce Miller was prior to Monday night, but Logan Gilbert's had a nice year. He's kind of changed his stuff this year. He's had a nice May. Four of his five starts in May have been quality starts, and the fifth outing that he didn't have a quality start, he went 5 2/3. So he was right there. Fastball, slider, curve, and a splitter. So he is no longer throwing a changeup, which he has thrown throughout his career in his first 2 years in the big leagues, and stopped throwing his changeup, changed his grip on it, throws it a little bit slower, just a hair slower, and now calls it a splitter. So that is a pit newer venture for him, and it's working out for him thus far this year.
Yeah.
But you really need to be watching out for this slider. The slider is his go-to off-speed pitch, and he throws it for strike nearly 73% of the time. He will throw sliders for strikes over and over and over. He's in the 95th percentile in Major League Baseball this season in that pitch thrown for a strike. So yeah. If you're looking for a guy to throw a slider for a strike, Logan Gilbert's the guy. So definitely be looking out for that here tonight. We were talking a lot bit about the off-speed stuff for Bryce Miller entering Monday night. Obviously the Yankees got to him in a big way, but I mean, Logan Gilbert's a little more seasoned. Obviously he's played AAA baseball, unlike Bryce Miller. I think you really need to watch out for that slider here tonight, and we'll see how that splitter works. That changeup, he wasn't throwing a lot, especially last season, which, you know, he was talking about how it was a pitch he was not comfortable throwing. And even though he was getting decent results with it, was, you know, BABIP was low, weighted on base was low with it, like all those like deeper analytical numbers were low, like good numbers were low. But if a guy doesn't like it, a guy doesn't like it, right? So he changed it, and again, it's working for him. The Mariners pitching staff, while it didn't necessarily show up in game one, has definitely been good this year. Their problems have been offensively.
Yes.
Which is a bit strange considering who's in that lineup.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like an opposite thing this season. Not opposite like performance from last year. It's just weird that you expect that lineup to do a lot more and they're just not right now. And
baseball's backwards this year.
It's so weird. It's just, what is happening? It's so odd. There's so many weird things happening.
The Orioles, the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks. Like, this season is so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. There's so many bizarre things happening. And I kind of love it in a way, because it's just so, there's new things happening every day that you don't expect.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I did want to say this before we get out of here, Stacy. What an awesome moment last night in Chicago with Liam Hendricks.
I cried.
Seeing Liam Hendricks get the call from the bullpen and pitch for the White Sox, he didn't pitch great, gave up a couple of runs, but
who cares?
Maybe one of the best moments of the season. Like, yeah. I mean, just, oh gosh, just to see him back on the mound. I love Liam Hendricks. I've been a big fan of his for years now. And man, that was really cool. I just wanted to get that out there just to kind of end the show on a really heartwarming note. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just Google Liam Hendricks.
Yeah.
And every news article that will pop up will put a smile on your face. So definitely wanted to get that out there. And I was very happy to see. Very happy. Hey, since you're here, I mean, you might as well just drop some questions for Fan Mail Friday. Like,
yes.
I mean, come on. What are you doing? just drop some questions here on our YouTube channel. If you're on the audio side, the YouTube channel is linked in the episode description. You can catch the Mariners series continuing tonight. Game 2, 9:40, first pitch on SiriusXM. By the way, Stacey, nearly 2/3 of our Locked On listeners stay up to watch these games. So,
yeah.
Good on you guys.
I know.
Amazing. Hey, coming up on our next episode, as we mentioned, we're going to talk about Oswaldo Cabrera, what the Yankees can do with him and what they might do with him. So make sure to hit subscribe to be a part of that whole conversation. and that's going to do it for today's Locked On Yankees. I'm Steve Granato.
And I'm Stacey Gatsoulias. We'll see you tomorrow.